This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you and some great advice about how you can use the power of forgiveness to open up your future. I'm going to share a couple of very powerful stories that will make you rethink those resentments you're holding on to. I think today's podcast could be life-changing for you, and I don't say that lightly. I say it because I've seen the power of forgiveness to change everything for so many of our writers. Let's start with a story by the actor Anthony Anderson, who worked with me on Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness. Anthony is the star of that wonderful TV show Black-ish, and he shared a story called The Forgiveness of Robert and Me. It was about finally having a meaningful conversation with his mostly absentee biological father, whose name was Robert, right before he died. They talked for hours, and it was liberating. And it happened just in time, which is a lesson for all of us. Don't put off those important conversations. Anthony had his conversation in time, and he says, "I sleep peacefully at night knowing that I was able to release my father from a burden of guilt, as well as Robert releasing me from the burden of anger I had towards him." And he comments on why we need to use the power of forgiveness and says, "Life is fleeting. We need to live in the moment and love in the moment." In another story from that same book about the power of forgiveness, one of our regular contributors, Joe Rector, wrote a story about what happened when he resigned as coach of his son's baseball team. This was after some parents complained that their sons were not getting enough playing time. The father who took Joe's spot exacted revenge on Joe by not letting his son play for the rest of the season. Joe says, "I held my tongue for a while, but eventually the injustice of it all got to me. I couldn't believe that my son was kicked off a team I'd helped to build." He goes on to say, "For the next couple of years, I couldn't even think of that other coach without becoming so angry that my blood pressure spiked. When I saw him at games throughout the season, I turned and walked away, refusing to speak to a man who I hated for the pain he'd inflicted on my son." Joe remained angry about it for years, until one day his son said to him, "Dad, it's time to quit being mad. I am okay now and don't care." Joe realized he was right, and he forgave the other father. He says, "Almost immediately, I felt as if a huge weight had been lifted from my shoulders, and he was finally able to enjoy baseball again because the only person he had been hurting during all those years was himself." We had a great poem in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, which summed up this message. Christina Gaglione wrote the poem, which is called The Road Ahead. And in the poem, she talks about how anger begets anger, and rage stumbles forward, steamrolling good as well as bad. Forgiveness brings peace. Rage and anger bring nothing but more of the same, more rage and anger. After the break, I'm going to share another story that I think will convince you to use the power of forgiveness to improve your life. So Anthony Anderson and Joe Rector changed their lives by using the power of forgiveness to shed the weight of those resentments. I always think of those resentments and disappointments that we carry around in our heads as if they are a heavy cloak we're wearing. Imagine there's a heavy cloak on your shoulders, and you've sewn onto it all the resentments and disappointments in your life. That cloak is covered with that collection of bad things, and that's why it's weighing you down. Now, the interesting thing is that you are the one wearing that cloak, right? The people who did the bad things to you are not wearing it. You are. So you're carrying that weight of all the things that they did. If you just step back now and analyze the situation, you might be able to shed that weight. Did those people really do those things to you? Was it about you? Or was it just something that was going on in their own lives? If you just plain decide to not let that bad thing bother you, what will change? Does it hurt you to give up that resentment? No, of course not. So now imagine that heavy cloak falling behind you. It's lying on the ground with all those resentments and disappointments sewed onto it, but you're light and free now, and you're walking away from that cloak. It's behind you, and you're moving away from it toward the rest of your life. I use that mental image all the time. And I got there because I kept thinking about Joe Rector's story about being the coach, and also because I was influenced by the next story that I'm going to tell you from Jean Morris. Jean wrote her story for Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive, and it's about when she was getting divorced. Her husband, Greg, had announced that he wanted a divorce after more than 30 years of marriage, 3 children, 4 grandchildren. He said the marriage had lost its spark, and he wanted a chance to find his soulmate. They didn't fight over the possessions. They were splitting everything 50-50, even the pets. Jean kept the dog. Greg took the cat. Greg offered Jean their large farmhouse, which they'd spent years restoring. But she didn't want it. She wanted to make a fresh start and move into a small contemporary. As they split up their possessions, Jean had to make a lot of decisions about what to keep and what to let go. Some decisions were easy. Greg could keep his ugly brown recliner chair, and Jean would take her great-grandmother's oak dining room table. Greg could keep the dishes that were decorated with moose and elk and grizzly bears, and she would take the pretty wedding china. Greg could have the pool table, and she would take the treadmill. Everything went well, and before she knew it, Jean was spending her first night in her new house. But she found herself crying. She thought about all the decisions she had made, what to take and what to leave, and she realized she hadn't done the hard work yet. There was more to moving on than just splitting up possessions. So Jean turned on her bedside lamp and got to work with pen and paper. She needed to do some writing, basically some journaling. Jean wrote, "What to leave behind," and then she wrote, "Anger, resentment, hurt, desire for revenge, fear." Atop the next page, she wrote, "What to keep." And there she started writing happy memories, bringing the babies home from the hospital, the smell of wood smoke and fresh-cut Christmas trees, throwing hay from the barn loft to the horses waiting below. She filled page after page of that notebook with happy memories. By the time her fingers were too stiff to grasp the pen, the sky outside her bedroom window was growing pink. And then she watched the first sunrise of her new life in her new little contemporary home that was all hers. And she was filled with excitement and ready for adventure because Jean had shed her resentment, banished her fear, and redefined her past by focusing on all the good. She forgave her husband and she reminded herself of all the good in their marriage. It was as if she was shrugging her shoulders and letting that heavy cloak drop down onto the ground. She was ready to move forward. So there you go, the power of forgiveness. Let me know what happens, and if you make a big change in your life as a result of those 3 stories, you can email me at amy@chickensoupforthesoul.com, and you can learn more about the 2 books I mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive, by going to our website, chickensoup.com, and clicking on the podcast button. Come back next time to hear about another power that can change your life. I'm going to share a couple of stories about the power of gratitude.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.